Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, back home to news that second Asian hornet's nest was found in Cove in County Cork in recent days. There are concerns now as to the possible impact the invasive species could have on our native bee population. And the Asian hornet is a much larger predator. It's already had a significant impact in countries such as Holland and in France. So is enough being done to prevent the spread of the hornets here? Well, our own Brian O'Connell spoke to beekeepers and experts yesterday, and he joins me now. Hello, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So this Asian hornet, we've heard so much about it, but it really could have a significant impact here, couldn't it?
It could, absolutely. And since that first Asian hornet was spotted, there's been a scramble, if you like, to locate and identify where nests could be. Asian hornets are an invasive insect predator. They feed on pollinators. They particularly like the honeybee, I'm afraid. And it's estimated a single Asian hornet nest would consume about 11 kilos of pollinator insects in a single season. So you can get a sense from that the kind of devastating impact they could have. So the first ever Asian hornet nest was found almost a week ago in the garden of a house in Ballintemple on the south side of Cork. A few days later, a day or so later, a second nest was found in Cove. And then it was really important at that point any new nest would be found before the new queens would leave and would start building colonies and there would be a multiplier effect. The National Parks and Wildlife Service confirmed now that of those two nests removed, no queen survived. So those particular hornets, they won't be able to breed here.
Mm-hmm. But of course, as you said, everyone's on high alert. So off you went and met one beekeeper who says that she and her colleagues, they'd like just some more help in tracking and monitoring these Asian hornets.
Absolutely. I went to see Eleanor Attridge, who's chairperson of the County Cork Beekeepers Association. I met her at her home. We discussed the concerns and worries she and members of her association have. And she began, Claire, by talking about her own hives.
I've been beekeeping the bones of 20 years. We've a few hives here around the back of the house. The area is an absolutely gorgeous area for rearing bees and for getting honey from the area. The bees now will be starting to work ivy. The ivy is actually open about 3 weeks early, so the bees are on the trees there at the moment and are working ivy from the trees.
We can see here, these are hives on the right-hand side. There's quite a few bees coming in and out. So are they working at the moment?
Oh yeah, they're working at the moment. They're horsing in ivy, for want of a better word. And that ivy is full of protein, and that protein is the protein content that's going to put fat bodies on the bees to overwinter. They're the bees now that are going to rear the bees that are going to last through the winter.
Okay, so tell me what you have in your hand.
Right, what I have in my hand is a traditional wasp trap. We have cones on it so that when the insect goes in, the insect will stay inside. They're not ideal for catching Asian hornets because everything else goes in and drowns inside it. The other side of it is the opening that's on these is only 8 mil. Mm-hmm. The Asian hornet queen needs 9 mil to get in.
Talk to me then about the Asian hornet.
Well, the Asian hornet is an invasive species and it doesn't have a natural predator here in Ireland. So once they come in, they will be top of that insect food chain. The Asian hornet needs protein all year round to raise its brood. And because it needs that protein all year round, it's going to attack the honeybees, the bumblebees, the wasps, the other pollinators. They catch the honeybee, they tear the head, the legs and the rest of the body apart just to get at the muscle section in the chest to make protein food for the brood inside the colony.
The message being put across here is they could be devastating for the Irish bee population.
They will if they establish. They have knocked off 50% of the beehives in France, and the beekeepers in France have to really struggle to keep the colonies alive from them or protect them from them. I mean, you take the Netherlands, they're trapping all the time, they're continuously trapping, they're continuously eradicating the Asian hornet nests. The problem is that they just expand exponentially. One queen, like that queen that was found in Ballintemple in Cork last week, if they didn't get that when they got it, that could throw out up to 300 queens, which is another 300 potential colonies in the Cork area for next year. So over a short period of time, if this isn't controlled, these will get out of control completely.
Yeah, they're rough beasts, according to Eleanor's description there of what they do to the poor bees and the impact they could have were they to take hold. So Brian, you spoke to an expert in the field, but Eleanor does feel more could be done to help her and her members track the things here.
she was talking about a trap, and there are specific Asian hornet traps available, but obviously these cost money, and perhaps there's a suggestion now that there could be some supports made available to beekeeping organisations, to members like Eleanor, so that they could help assist with efforts to keep the population under control. Now, they've also been passing on reports of any sightings, including this past weekend, where one location was reported to them and it did need further investigation.
The beekeepers are in the best position to play their part here, and it's a simple thing for the beekeepers to do. There is a specific Asian hornet trap after coming onto the Irish market. They're in from France and other few countries to get the traps, and to trap it with a product called Trap It. It's just a sweet, sticky substance, and it doesn't kill anything else. But the beauty of the Asian hornet traps is that there's gaps in the top of it, there's slots in the top of it, and it will release all the other insects that go into it.
Should they be given free of charge to every beekeeper?
Absolutely, and I think the Department of Agriculture is lacking here. We have 150 members here in Cork. We're in a position to distribute them to our 150 members. Straight away, you have responsible people that can tell the difference between an Asian hornet and a wasp.
You're going online yourself and buying these kits, these traps.
Absolutely. I had to go online to the continent this week and spend €800 on traps. And again, we had to get the product for it, which was another €250 for the traps we bought. And this is ridiculous, because this affects absolutely everybody, including the horticultural business, the apples, the top fruits. It affects all horticulture, and they've known about this Asian hornet since I was National Bee Health Officer in 2015. Like, the monitoring really has to be ramped up immediately, because the queens are coming out between now and the end of November. They're going to hibernate on your curtains, in mouse holes, in any sheltered spot, and they're going to come out again at the end of January, start of February, and they're going to start making nests, and they're going to be looking for food for those nests.
It doesn't seem to me possible to keep them out of Ireland.
No, it's not going to be possible to keep them out, I maintain, because they've spread exponentially up across France, they're in the south of England, and now they've come across to us. But what we can do is monitor it. What we can do then is act immediately when we spot them and report them. But the government are going to have to put money into this to keep them out, or to keep the numbers very, very low.
So Eleanor clearly believes that money will have to be spent, and Eleanor is chair of the County Cork Beekeepers Association. Now, Brian, you got in touch with the National Parks and Wildlife Service on all of this, and have they given any commitments?
Well, what they've said is, as of last weekend, there's been 9 sightings of the Asian hornet, and obviously 2 nests have been found. There is now an Asian hornet management group. They've met on several occasions. There's a tie-in with the University of Galway, with the Irish Pest Control Association. So there's a lot being done behind the scenes, and bespoke training will be developed now. They aren't aware of any other hornet nests at this time, but there's obviously they're maintaining vigilance and they're encouraging suspected sightings. So what do you do if you see an Asian hornet? Well, you go onto a website called invasives.ie, and it's very important you take a photograph and you supply that photographic evidence when you see them, because they're pointing out to me, of the hundreds of submitted records, only a tiny fraction, about 1%, were Asian hornets.
All right, but if you suspect it, send it in and let them make the call. There's a twist though to all of this, because you did meet someone who perhaps isn't as overly negative when it comes to the impact of the Asian hornets here.
Yeah, I won't say she was quite sticking up for the Asian hornet, but she certainly had a more measured tone, if you like. So Dr. Fidelma Butler is an ecologist at the School of Biological, Earth and Environmental Science in UCC. I asked her, should we be concerned?
Asian hornets have a native range, right? They're native in Southeast Asia, where they, I suppose, live and get along happily with the rest of the ecosystem. The issue here, I suppose, is that they're not native. However, they're not really that harmful to humans. You know, they're not aggressive unless they are provoked, like any wasp. However, they do prey on honeybees, and so they have quite an impact on the honeybee industry. So they will prey also on native insects as well as on honeybees. Having said that, in Ireland, the possible habitat, suitable habitat, let's say, for Asian hornet, is predicted to be along the coastal edge of the southern part of the country, so near the ports. So places like Waterford, Cork, around to Limerick. Asian hornet is a big insect. You know, it requires a lot of energy. Do we have that here? Maybe this year, you know, because it was particularly warm. Will that be the case next year? You know, who knows?
Obviously, I've been talking to beekeepers and they are very concerned because they speak to colleagues in France and in Holland, and they hear about a dramatic reduction in honeybees in those countries, and they link it with the Asian hornet.
The impact has been very big in areas of France, Spain, and in Portugal, where they continue to spread.
What do we do?
Well, now it depends on who you are, right? I can understand why beekeepers are very concerned. In the rest of the country, I think that the risk, you know, maybe much less. So what do? We keep an eye out, really. I suppose it is about vigilance and about monitoring.
So in terms of the wasps that we're used to in Ireland, how much bigger are these fellas?
Oh, they're at least twice as big.
I mean, this is just all really as a result of the world getting smaller, isn't it?
Exactly. The world getting smaller. People are moving around more, but also the world getting warmer. The climate is changing, and as conditions continue to warm, you know, so that really does change things.
That's Dr. Fidelma Butler. And Brian, you had a response from the Department of Agriculture.
Well, the department operates an Asian hornet monitoring program. It's been ongoing a number of years. If you're part of that program, you do get these Asian hornet traps free of charge, they pointed out. So the first live Asian hornet discovered here was in 2021. So there has been work ongoing since then. And they do provide the Irish National Beekeepers Federation with support with annual grants, for example, and they help maintain the Irish biodiversity and crop production. I just can't get that image of the Asian hornets hiding in our curtains out of my head. So.
Yeah.
I'm off to wash all the curtains in the house for the weekend, I can tell
That'll
you.
That'll keep you busy, Brian. You can do ours as well. Thanks so much. That's
no problem.
Brian O'Connell. We're going to hear next about all of the huge music stars who've made the transfer to the silver screen.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.